I don't know if I answered your question because I'm really high and I don't even remember what the question was. I don't even know what you were talking about.
Oh, you were spitting fire.
I don't even know what I was saying.
You were spitting fire.
I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't even tell you.
That's why I record these.
On planet Earth, at the peak of human ingenuity, we still haven't managed to save ourselves from... Two brave souls have decided to take on our enemy to prevent the world from falling into the...
Max. Let motherfuckers feel the climate change. Let motherfuckers feel the climate change.
Hey there, welcome back to Maximum Carbon Sinkhole. It's JP. As president of the KC Snow Fan Club, this episode is for everybody who tunes in whole or in part to hear her antics, her one-liners, and her fully baked insights. As you can imagine, it's pretty cool to be me. On a relative sense, absolutely, we all still got that whole mass extinction thing hanging over our heads. And one of the perks of being JP is getting that straight KC dope uncut 24/7. See, I think she is the best comedian, male or female, on the planet. You hear that, Bill Burr? You fucking hear that, Sarah Silverman? You hear that, other professional comedians? Yeah, I'm just calling the shot right there. And though KC has no desire to be on stage, this podcast was born in part because I wanted to capture a fucking gallows humor for posterity. Aliens or cockroaches, perhaps. And so I've placed recording devices around the house, not Alexa's or any of that shit. Offline recording, fuck you, Bezos, in order to catch just a whiff of the off-the-cuff improv comedy that I get all the time, just for being handsome with great hair. And see, I have hours and hours and hours of this shit. And as you know, we deal in heavy work and subjects on the show, and getting high is usually a requirement to wade into the sinkhole. So sometimes, though, we get too high and then we fill the Zoom up with tangents and anecdotes that they don't really go anywhere, but they shouldn't be deleted either. Additionally, I take small recording devices on walks. I leave one in the kitchen. I bring one with me when we're in the garden. And when Casey is on one and riffing, I turn those suckers on. And so that's also a quick heads up about the audio quality of this episode. You can hear just fine, but just allow the oral tempest to further bring you into the moment and let that ambient vibe wash over you like you're in the room. So now, before you accuse me of being an absolute homer and earning brownie points or some shit, note that I have assembled for you today a curated collection, all right, that is merely but a sample of her outstanding bits. I still haven't figured out a way to catalog it all, but I haven't just chosen these bits at random, and I've thusly collected that on-brand Maximum Carbon Sinkhole shit you come here for. But there's easily 10 hours of good shit that I have already, and I don't even manage to record 1/10 of all the good shit, all right? I'm saying that my life is pretty good, because what you're about to hear is KC, how she is all the time, not just when we're doing a podcast. And I think that's cool, and I wanted to share some of that with you. She's funny, she's always riffing, and she's always doing bits, always doing stand-up, always baiting me into her improv routine, especially about climate change, and especially about that whole mass extinction thing. And you'll hear her say it, the end of the world needs a comedian. So, listener, that's how you and me can go out, laughing and enjoying. KC Raw.
What were we talking about?
How can you be that cynical?
So there's a Grist article, which I argued internally for no less than 10 minutes about clicking on it. And I decided that it was the right thing to do. And the title was, hold on, I'm just trying. Looking for a CNN climate crisis town hall drinking game? Bingo! Exclamation point. So my first curiosity was, bingo can't be the game. it has to be like, bingo, we found one, right? So first I was like, you know, like, because bingo is for like old people or young poor people, I guess, that live near a casino. So I clicked on it and I was just like, so first of all, I didn't realize that there was a climate crisis town hall on CNN because I don't think that it's worth looking at anything about CNN personally. Yeah, but whatever. And so, yeah, I click on it and I'm like, I couldn't, it was like then that I was like, are we really that cynical? Like, seriously, like, climate crisis, political debate, drinking game. I mean, that's like crazy, right? Like, that's, because I'm sitting here, you know, stressing out about the seedlings and like, well, you know, if this hurricane came, maybe this would be it. We wouldn't get power again. Because if enough of something happens, it's going to be a bunch of fucking dominoes. And then I think about earlier when we were talking about Soylent Green and how maybe that's not a terrible idea, you know. And I'm just like, but these people are like drinking game climate crisis. But let me read. This is where it got to the true horror. So I click on it going, I hope this was a good choice. The picture, by the way, is brilliant. It's an American flag at an angle and like turned so the red is pink. There's a... there's two remotes on top of each other, and then there's a martini glass with a lemon wedge, and something in the middle. Oh, it's the planet Earth as an ice cube in the martini glass. So I was like, okay, this is gonna be weird. And I never read who the author is because I don't care. I just don't care. It doesn't matter. So listen to this, this fucking first paragraph, okay? So you've decided to watch CNN's climate crisis town hall on Wednesday evening. That means you're either a climate wonk who's willing to spend 7 hours of your precious free time listening to politicians prattle about global warming, or you can't figure out how to change the channel. Either way, hello and welcome. Like, willing? Like, this is such a joke that it's even a joke. It's like, no, seriously, like, the fact that they're having a town hall meeting is a joke. Like, in fucking Europe, it's like, we have a climate crisis, there's a rebellion. Here, it's like, let's have a town hall. Fucking, this is a joke, huh? Fucking, look at this shit. This is a joke. This is a fucking joke. And So you're like, yeah, this is probably a fucking stupid jerk offs, you know, fucking talking about their fucking policies and I'm gonna fucking liberalize liberal things. So then the second paragraph is the town hall's rules of engagement are simple. 10 presidential candidates will have 30 minutes each to share their ideas for fixing humanity's biggest and scariest problem ever. And what better way to prepare you to digest that marathon strategy fest than a little climate action? Aperitif. I don't know what that word is, but I think it means getting fucking drunk. I don't think I said that word right. Do you know that word? You probably do. You have all the words. Aperitif. Aperitif.
Can I see it?
You may.
I'm going to go with, I think it means drinking.
See, right?
I think that would be my guess as well. You've convinced me.
So then, it gets better. That's right. We've come up with the ultimate drinking game to complement the delicate aroma of the world bursting into flames. Though abstainers should feel free to stick with us and sub a couple of Marianne Williamson pre-debate yoga moves. I don't know if that's real. I just assumed it was. I was like, oh, shit, yeah. That's probably true. I'm just going to take it as true because it may as well fucking be. And then it gets even better. So I'm still wondering what the game is. Right?
If you follow our nifty drinking guide, our goal is to leave you sober enough to decipher Bernie's thick Brooklyn accent, but drunk enough to keep the TV on when Biden promises to unlock the power of, quote, American innovation. Drink. Ready? Let's go. I'm rating this, and I feel stupid because it's the gross and this is stupid, but it's good at the end. I'm sure I'll come around to something funny. I'm sure. I haven't gotten this far before. So, ready, let's go. How to play. The game itself is simple. Climate candidate bingo. It's fucking bingo. Like, really? You couldn't even come up with something more interesting? And more like, oh, it's like the 1940s? Like, fuck off with the bingo. Like, it's all fucking American-y and... it's got, like, the dumbest thing. Like, the Green New Deal is free. Everybody gets the Green New Deal. Okay. Oh, so, my God, it's so clever. And then, like Flint or Newark lead crisis reference. Like, this is insanity, right? Right? Soil. Okay. Space mirrors. Okay. Okay. Elizabeth Warren talks about her Green Apollo project. I don't even know what that is, but it's probably fucking stupid, right? Right? And then Hurricane Maria, a Puerto Rico reference. Like, oh, remember them? That's right. They're still fucked. Yeah. Someone dumps on Trump EPA rollbacks. Yeah. So, great. You're dumping on them. Have you done anything in your life? Good. Probably not. So go fuck yourself. And then fence line communities. Oh, yeah. California wildfire reference. Ooh. Cory Booker brings up his veganism. Jay Inslee shout out. I don't know what that meant, so I just skipped that. High school Spanish alert, El Cambio Climatico. So I guess that's for that fucking bitch that likes to, like, you know, put drug dealers in jail for a long time and let bankers just totally fucking ruin the planet. So. Klobuchar, I don't even know what that word means, talks fuel efficiency standards. Klobuchar? What the fuck does that mean? What does it mean? Klobuchar. Anyways. Oh, is that a dude's last name? That must be a dude's last name. That person, someone with that name will never be president. Give me a fucking break. It's not a dude? Who is it?
It's a lady.
Oh, it's a lady. That's a terrible outfit. I'm not over her. She made a bad choice, but she's probably married. I mean, get your man to change his name if he has a shitty fucking last name. Carbon taxes are the solution. Kamala Harris brings up environmental lawsuits. Oh, yeah. Fucking cunt. Andrew Yang references managed/coastal retreat. I don't even know what that fucking means. Managed/coastal retreat. I don't know what that... oh! Means moving away from the coast. Andrew Yang's the like, guy who's like, we should put box fans in everybody's car. Or something. I mean, that's awesome. You know what's funny? Somebody in the ghetto where I live, their car got broken into and they put a box fan in place. And the dude was like, it's like, I don't have air conditioning, so it's just like air conditioning. I'm like, well, how does the fan flow? He's like, we gotta go pretty fast. And I was like, wouldn't it be the same if you just rolled your windows down? He's like, probably. Like, cool. Midwestern flood reference. Oh yeah, that happened. Oh my God. Even The Guardian writes about that sometimes. I mean, maybe The New York Times does, but I don't go there. Carbon taxes are the worst. Oh, so we got a pro and a con. So that's going to be, you know, that's going to be a big debate. Like, oh, yeah. Bernie Sanders dumps on nuclear power. I didn't know he dumped on nuclear power. See, that he gets points for that. That's cool. His fucking nuclear power. quote, climate emergency. Fuck off. No fossil fuel money pledge. Oh, yeah, right, please. Give me a break. Hurricane Dorian reference. I mean, I like, in some ways I think Dorian is like a really bad example. I feel like anybody that's like, and this is most of Florida, that's like sea climate change is really bullshit. They're like, it didn't even want to hit us. They're like, I mean, one is a weird choice of words, but I can see why you would think that way because you're fucking retarded. You know? And then the last one, Keystone XL or other pipeline reference. Because, you know, we've got a bunch of those tragedies and, like, horrible things and people being fucking abused and killing more fucking Indians and shit. But whatever, you know? Whatever. It's cool. And then it gives the times for each of them. This might be happening right now as we start to speak. 6:59. Amy Klobuchar! Nothing. So you have to, and then it goes on about each of these, and this is like, what's funny is I got to that point, right? And I had all those jokes in my head, because I already did this. with myself. But I got there, and I was just like, wait, they actually want me to learn about these people? And they're going to make a joke about it. I'm like, this is just gross. Like, who fucking cares? None of this is going to work. Like, nobody wants anything to change. Nobody wants it. They want their fucking bingo drinking games. And they want to fucking, you know, be uppity in everybody's shit about their fucking PTA and their golf tournaments and their fucking bullshit. You know what I'm saying? The only people that would be willing to do anything are poor people, and poor people don't get to do shit. And I just think that's bullshit. So, I don't know. Fuck their gristy-ass fucking neoliberal fucking... See, that's the thing. I'm not cynical. I'm not that cynical. You know? I'm more realist. Like, don't waste your fucking time. Don't waste your fucking time on any politics. Ever. Don't watch it. Don't even read about it. Just the day of election, be like, is anybody worth voting for? If they're all equally bad, walk away. Because it doesn't matter. Or pick the bad guy. It doesn't matter. They're all bad guys. It's a broken system. It's what got us here. It's not going to get us out of it. So just fucking abstain, man. And don't read the quiz because it's fucking retarded. And the thing that's weird is I did really like bingo. Like, the actual game itself, I think, has some virtues. It's really fun. It's, like, weirdly fun. It's weird. It's so dumb. It's the dumbest thing. But it's weirdly, like, really fun. You got fucking 16 cards or 28 cards that you're fucking dealing with. Like, that's pretty, that's some skill.
The monetary system makes no sense to me. It never has. Like, you know what was funny, and it was sad. So, you know how we were behind that really fucked up family at the grocery store?
Yeah.
That dude was like, I hate my life. And that girl was like, life's pretty good. And it wasn't, by the way, for her, it wasn't. But, you know, she had her phone, and she had all of the shiny things, just how shiny she wanted them, and she had the kid wearing shiny things as well. And the dude was like, I am not shiny. I'm fucking tired, and paid cash, right? And this was a big bill. It was like $160. No, it wasn't. It was $220-something. It's a big grocery bill. It's kind of normal for us, but for most people around here, they can't afford that. And of course, you know, they bought like 12 bottles of water, which I thought like gallon jugs of water. I'm not judging their consumer choices, but you know, he paid with cash, and he didn't give her enough, and then he gave her some $2 bills. And she thought it was so weird that she had gotten a bunch of $2 bills today. And I know why. Do you know why? You don't know why. So this was common, at least in the Midwest. Grandparents and uncles usually sent cards with $2 bills in it for holidays. Because it was a novelty.
Yeah.
And it was a $2 bill. And so I'm sure this guy, maybe the girl, but I'm guessing the guy, got a bunch of $2 bills from extended relatives, and probably most of that other cash was probably gifts. So the only reason that guy was there to spend that kind of money is because older people gave him cash for presents. Otherwise, he would not have been able to afford his groceries. And that's what I was watching, and I was just like, Jesus.
That would mean I'm committing a confession to video, to recording.
What do you mean?
If I agreed to that, that would be a confession. So no, that's not what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, that which makes you more guilty.
So if I don't confess,
Right.
I'm guilty.
Exactly.
Yeah. What am I guilty of?
Of having me become more and more isolated and finally moving me to the middle of nowhere fucking Florida where I have no friends. I no longer have ties with anybody. But the cat's in the house. So you can learn all my jokes. You're basically farming me for jokes. And then like 45, it's curtains for me. And then she's on the scene. The end of the world needs a comedian. The end of the world still needs a fucking comedian.
You're not scared of an apocalypse, and that's getting eaten.
Getting eaten.
What?
Nobody's gonna fucking eat me. It's not like we're out of food. Guess we gotta start eating people. Like, I feel like there's everything else first, and then it's like, well, we haven't eaten in 6 months, so I don't even have the strength to eat a person. All anarchy is the world becomes ruled by assholes. And we already have that, so. I mean, I guess the good thing is the die-off. Yeah, faster die-off, probably. I mean, just the fact that we have movies like The Purge, and people love it, and they watch it, doesn't that, like, kind of make you think people kind of, maybe a little bit, just want to murder anybody they can? I do.
That's...
I do. I have a list. I didn't write it down. I don't need to. I have a fucking list. And the thing is I add to it daily. The good thing is a lot of those people, I don't know their names. So I can't find them unless I run into them at the grocery store again. And yes, it's usually the grocery store. So I don't know. Anarchy. Yeah, sure. Whatever. I mean, the thing is whatever it is, we'll fuck it up. So, I mean, again, the glass is half full for some, half empty for some. And for me, it's poison either way. So. That's where I stand.
I thought the joke commercial we were talking about earlier was good. Good shits.
Good shits. Yeah.
What if people addressed each other that way? What if corporate departments were like, we're making everybody vegan because we want our people to have good shits? Society gets along better when everyone's having
good shits. It's to increase productivity. We're sick of people spending an hour in the bathroom.
Yeah, and you'd be amazed that they haven't taken advantage of pushing that vegan diet just to get their people to work better. See, capitalism is inefficient.
That's because they own stock in the murder factories.
So they want their people to be slothful.
Yeah.
Because they actually make more profits.
And jobs aren't real anyways. It's all just to placate. It's like the rich are like, we're willing to let go of this amount of money. So hire those people. And that's the amount of people that will placate with paychecks so they can get mortgages. And then they're tied to us and we could treat them like shit. How do you create community when everybody around you are crazy?
How do we know we're not the crazy ones?
Exactly. I think we are the crazy ones.
Okay, well, we don't have to podcast now, but if there's something on your mind, we're in that state of mind.
Well, I mean, we could talk about feminism and climate change.
Oh, can we?
Oh, the man doesn't want to talk about it.
What about it?
The white male over 6 foot doesn't want to talk about it.
I'm for females wanting to not do climate change.
What?
What? Tell me more about this subject.
Well,
it's
the fact that we wouldn't be in the situation that we are right now if women would have been in charge, and if women were given just free reign to like fix this. Now, not all women. There's some fucking crazy batshit dumb fucking bitches out there for sure, and some evil cunts too. If we were a matriarchal society, we would have never been in this position. Now, some might say, well, bitches be crazy. Bitches be crazy for sure. Bitches be hormonal. Bitches be crazy. But we are only crazy because we're in the machine and we've been forced to compete really hard because resources are slim for women, chances and opportunity, which opportunity is bullshit anyways, but it's been fed to us. So you got to take that away. You got to strip all that away. I mean, bitches still be crazy, but not competitive and shitty. You know what I mean? like work together and dude, shut the fuck up. We got this. You just got to stop always with your penises. You know, you're always got to fucking be the most powerful, be the fucking biggest, be the strongest, be the fucking whatever. I ate the most fucking hot dogs. Good for fucking you, man. Good for fucking you. Like eating contests, rarely are it's women. I don't think I've seen any. And it's not that bitches can't eat because they can, clearly. See? Why are you laughing at me?
Keep going.
There could be other problems if women were in charge. I can't think of one right now. But I'm sure there's one out there. There'd be less people.
Yeah, for sure.
For a fact, there would not be this many fucking people on the planet if women were in charge. There's no way. How many fucking things you want to come out of my body? Go fuck yourself, dude. Go fuck yourself. Not gonna fucking happen. You can't even give me a fucking orgasm. No. You know what I'm saying? So that's really it. So moving forward, if we stripped all the men of their power somehow, I mean, I'm thinking the obvious, right? Neuter, trap, neuter, release program, you know, but not reparations. Or the one thing I had, remember the dudes that you abused on the corner?
Oh yeah.
I don't remember. Right. I don't remember that joke, but it was good. That was good.
Oh yeah. They were like stop signs, but in the shape of dudes.
And you just got to beat the living shit out of them.
Yeah. Women got to send a signal to men everywhere.
Yeah.
Just, they were replaced by the city. Go up, chop the dick off.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. Smack it across the face. Exactly. Knee in the balls.
Knee in the balls.
It's like every day, all the dummies placed every 100 feet on the street that women just got to slug. They would be tore up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It would put things in perspective for men.
It would. So that's basically it. The reason climate change is not going to be resolved is because men are in power. That's it. Boom. Drop the mic. Feminism wins. Or loses, I guess. We were right all along. Huh? We usually are. Huh? But no, don't mind us. We're just ladies with cunts that just don't know anything about nothing. You know what I'm saying?
So why aren't women in charge?
Because we are physically smaller. So that's it. We got beat. We got our asses beat for a long time. And for the most part, it's like, okay, well, we can't win in a wrestling match. I'm still smarter than you. But apparently you can beat the shit out of me every day for a long time. And that kind of sucks. So whatever. That's really it. You know, I mean, I try to think about it in the sense of like, you know, nature. And I'm still not convinced that the male human being needs to be aggressive to anybody outside of somebody actually hurting their family. But the problem is those dudes aren't getting laid, or they got like small pricks, or they're like their dicks don't work, or I don't know what other things. Maybe they want something that they can't have and they're ashamed. You know, there's a million different things, right? But it all comes right back to the dick. So that's it. We gotta get rid of dicks.
Women are like, yeah, we're given this idea that we're free and we have equal everything and we're just like men and we want to be treated like men. We want to get drafted. I don't want to be drafted. But these are things that women want. We want equal everything. But like, we don't have that. And like, capitalism makes it even worse because it goes further and it's like, whether we like it or not, we're still like all prostitutes. We're all like, we all have to a certain extent, you know, give it up to get something back, right? And that might be money You know, it might be safety, right? But, I mean, the choice of, I feel like women, the choice of having sex and having that vulnerability with somebody is a very big deal, even if we don't look at it that way, because we're like, oh, in capitalism, everybody's equal. But it's like, we really need somebody who has our back, right? You know, not just like loves me, but like is like, no, I'm, this is, you go through me. Like, because, I mean, think about it. Like, what did, back in tribes times, like it was described, what did you do? You raped and you pillaged. So you want, as a woman, you need somebody strong that will take care of you, but that also is tribally, you know, very loyal, right? You need that loyalty. So you kind of, and you got to train them, because otherwise they're assholes. Otherwise they're the rapers and the pillagers. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we got to train the dudes, because hormones rule, man. Like, they just do. And so we have to, with dudes, you gotta balance their mood. You gotta let them be a little lusty, right? You can't fuck them dumb, because then they won't stand up and do anything, because they're too fucking happy. Like, all those hormones are like, dude, just stay in bed. Don't worry about it. You hear somebody ruffling around in the kitchen. Somebody screaming. It's cool. Oh, wait, maybe we should do something. Oh, shit, you know? You gotta be a little bit of spark, you know? But for all dudes, that's different. And I think that's when, it goes the same way with women. I mean, dudes have to, in a way, train women, too. It's like, look, you can be the charge, but you can't be bossy. Like, that's different. You can be bossy sometimes, because sometimes in the month, that's necessary.
Yeah.
And we learn that, even though every month we ask, why are you being such a bitch? And you're like, are you serious? Anyways, they'll never learn that. So we're going to make an app. That's the one app I want to see. Morning. It's time. She's going to be bossy. And she's going to be bitchy. But she still loves you. There's nothing to fix. I wonder if it's true of lesbians. And I say that because I feel like you do see a lot of lesbian couples where you're like, that's the dude. You can tell it's the dude. There's the dude in the relationship, right? And so you feel like, yeah, they're personifying dudeness. You know what I'm saying? But not every. So, and then I'm like, well, I act like I know what lesbianism is. And then I'm like, but all girls are lesbians. We're all lesbians. I mean, that's like natural. I think it's absolutely natural. I mean, think of it. Like, tribally, I'm sure a lot of women would, kind of single women would band together. Hopefully your life isn't horrible and you're scared to get raped every day. And it's, say it's a utopian. Like, yeah, you know, you gotta learn sexuality and... why not? You know? So I think it's totally natural. But I'm sure there's people that are attracted to feminine people, but I feel like that's more of a, like a breeding problem. Like, I feel like you've bred too much domesticity. Into us, kind of like, you know, French bulldogs. Like, you're kind of, you don't have the natural instinctual stuff anymore. Not that you're lesser of people, you're just culturally, like, you're different. Or whatever. Like, think of that. That's a crazy thought. You know? Like, I have no doubt that there's, like, lineages of people who have been, like, this certain amount of domestication that are like super, like, they don't see the world the same, and they can, so how could we agree to do anything? You know what I mean? It's like so many generations of people that have not been in touch with the natural world in any way, shape, or form, nor have any interest, yet are attracted to it. You know, they got their screensavers set to the, you know, a beach in Hawaii, or a Swiss Alp, or a polar bear, or a stream, or whatever. Because that's the great thing is that because I think we have the ultimate of relationships in my utopia is that we are equals in every way, shape, or form. And we respect each other entirely. And we both have strengths and weaknesses. And we're not afraid to be like, yeah, you're right. You know? That's not me in this moment. Or, you know. But it took us a while to get there. We had to learn. We both had to learn. Because it's not easy to have that amount of respect and understand boundaries and understand feelings and stuff. It's hard to learn how to talk to people, you know, to like really talk to them. Because in like capitalism, you have such a fake face on all the time. You know, you're like, whatever your job is, you don't really give a shit about faucets or fucking the customer care at a custom shoe company or whatever the fuck you're doing. Like, you're pretending to give a shit about the spreadsheet because you don't really care. And if you do, then that's a whole different problem. But you really don't. So it's like, it feels like everybody's just getting used to acting. It's just that we're all Hollywood. We're all a bunch of actors, and we're just really bad at it.
We're all playing roles.
Yeah. So yeah, you have to take it all off, you know? You gotta fucking take it off. All the masks. Because there's a lot of masks you got to put on out there. A lot of bullshit.
We could talk about that. How fucked up everything is, one by one.
Okay, you start.
Oh. I just...
The DMV. I'm going to start with the DMV.
Okay, the DMV.
Okay, so I think the DMV being a shitty place is like the worst joke ever. Because it's fucking stupid. Like... First of all, I have mostly had really good experiences at departments of motor vehicles. So that the stereotype doesn't really hold. But what's troubling about going to the DMV today is that I have to deal with advertisements on a screen, on the wall, in the fucking DMV.
So they force you to go there and look at advertisements.
Fucking Chuck E. Cheese. What the fuck? Kind of trivia? Fucking propaganda ass fucking advertising? Man, that's fucked up. And it's even more fucked up when you get up to the DMV person and you start making jokes about the place that you're living, about it being so fucked up. And they're like, yeah, I know, right? These fucking people. When she was asking you questions, she was like, have you ever been addicted to something, and have you tried to hurt somebody before? Have you tried, like, it was like 10 things that were all like, and I was like, how many people have said yes to any of those? Oh, a lot. You know this county. And it's like, I do. And that's why we don't drive at night. And that's fucked up. Like, that's a fucked up thing. Like,
yeah, we don't drive at night.
Like,
around
a
here.
Friend came to visit, and I was like, well, you know, she was staying in a different part of Florida, like 2.5-3 hours away or whatever. And I was like, well, I will come and meet somewhere, but we got to do it during the day because it's dangerous driving at night. And she's like, what? I'm like, no, I'm not kidding you. Like, you can't drive at night because the drunks will kill you. It's just, they will. And the cops will do nothing because they're busy on a stakeout for an 84-year-old woman who's got 3 pot plants. So, yeah. That's fucked up. That's the world we live in. And we think it's working? Really? That's working? I think it's not working. I think that's a bad thing. You know?
So you think shit's going down or what?
Yeah, I do. But I feel weird about it because I'm kind of like, does it matter? I mean, it does matter if it touches us. And I do feel like it could touch us. But I like the idea that it won't. And I'm kind of clinging to that knowingly. I don't know why I feel like we'll be lucky, because there's no reason. We don't live in an area that's like super secure. It's like kind of a shitty county. But then I'm like, maybe that's the safest place to be, because everybody's lost. Like, nobody, like, everybody's just like, it's already kind of second world here. So it's not.
It's no big loss.
It's not like, it's just no gas. Like, that would be the thing. Yeah. Like, because these people run on gas, you know? So take the gas away. And but the thing is they're not going to go that far. They'll be like, well, I can only bike ride a mile. You know, like, think. Second world. Well, if I can't reach you with my bicycle, I ain't coming to get you. And even if you got food, I'm like, well, I can only go so far. I only eat water anyways. You're 24. You're crazy. You should do meth. Maybe you should. I feel like you look like you do. And I think that you should. And that's a weird thing, because, like, I don't think it's good for you. And I don't really want you to die. So that's why I'm like, you shouldn't probably really. But, like, maybe you should. Do something harder than weed, at least, maybe. I don't know. Like, I don't think he's, like, somebody where you're like, give him some acid. He will find himself, like. You give him some acid, and he's really, literally just staring at the wall waiting for something to tell him to do something. Okay, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the you know, bear or the fucking monkey, pink gorilla. Everybody wants to see a pink gorilla or a fucking purple fucking elephant or some shit. And that's all he would think. And he would not find anything. He wouldn't come out and be like, "I, you know what? I've been racist." You know? No, he would be like, I ain't seen no apes. I'm like, oh, God. So I just think that it's kind of safe. Like, the worst dudes are going to be, like, in our neighborhood, but they're all fucking old. And, yeah, they got a lot of guns, but, I mean, they're fucking, they, you know, do the premature ejectile thing, you know. So they'll be shooting way before they need to, and then they're going to be on bullets.
You asked me earlier if we should get guns.
I know, see? I feel like we should, but I'm like, I feel like I am just not for guns. I think we're smart enough that we can get our shit out of trouble, or not in trouble in the first place, and need guns. But that's maybe naive, because I'm like, I mean, really? I'm not as young as I used to be. I don't know that I'm really capable of, like, really fucking shit up anymore. I'm kind of more like, I mean, I don't think I can jump in a dumpster. I don't think I can. I don't think I get out is the problem. And I realize there might be a dumpster that needs to be jumped in. I don't think that's for me. So I just don't think I'm, I don't know.
You're like, this is getting old because I'm getting old.
Yeah.
I don't really want to sleep on the couch.
Yeah, so I kind of just want to, like put up a sign and be like, dude, don't be a dick. Don't shoot at us. We're cool. We didn't pick sides. We don't even know what this is about. We don't, haven't seen anything on television. We're not even part of the United States.
Do you know, I've imagined just that.
Like, we are where the future dictators live. That's all you need to know. I just feel like we can talk our way out of situations. I think we're both very smart. And the cool thing is like, I'm vulnerable, but I absolutely trust that you will not let anything happen to me. No matter what. And hopefully we'll have a pack of wolves, too. That would help.
We were talking about our relationship being a constant discussion about which one of us should be the dictator. Like,
like the ultimate dictator. Right. Obviously, we do it together.
Yeah.
But we're like, I think you would be good today. But sometimes I'm like, I think today's my day.
I think I should be.
Yeah. Most days that's probably true. So. But every once in a while, I'm like, I think this one's for me.
That's like, true. If you want me that's to take true. Over, that's true. I got a feeling no, about there are one. Certain things that it's like you should take care of that. And yeah. mostly, it's like right now, honey, we don't need to look like monsters. We need to like take it down a little bit, and you can. They can use our driveway as a bus stop for a few days. You don't have to make them feel like they can't leave their child here alone. You know?
Yeah.
But that's still, that was satisfying. And I don't take it back.
I was like, I think
and I And CCR have... hangs out with her.
Yeah, that's true.
So we win.
Yeah, she came in real hot, but we didn't crash and burn.
Yeah. Yeah, so actually, I think that was fine in my court. But sometimes that's not what we need.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. But then sometimes it's also the other way around, where I know you're going to be a total dick. Yeah. You're just going to be a super dick. And I'm like, this is not the time or the place. Like, now we got to eat shit a little bit and deal with this motherfucker. And we got to do it with a fucking smile on our face because it's not worth it. It's not fucking worth it. It's not worth it. And you're always like, motherfucker. And you act like you're like a boxer, like in the corner, like, let me out. I'll just sit back here. It's fine. It's fine. I'll just sit back here. Yeah. They won't let me kick your ass. Okay. So that's why I'm like, no, you have to leave. I need to do this alone. Because you back there mugging them while I'm like trying to be nice is not going to go over quite how we want it to. You know. And it sounds like, man, these people deal with a lot of adversity. No, these are just like when we're at the grocery store or something. Because I'm trying to think of a recent one. And I know it happened, but I can't for the life of me remember what it was.
You just know that you can deploy me.
Yeah.
When was the last time I was like amped up about somebody? This is your question.
Yeah, I can't remember where I was like, you gotta turn it down.
Or that's why you had to, what?
Oh, there was that, the tree service that came.
Oh, yeah.
And I warned the guy, I'm like, look, my husband is in the house right now on a call or something. I don't remember what you're doing. And I'm like, so he's gonna like freak out that you're here. So just to warn you. Okay. Just he'll be fine. I can control him. It's fine. It's just, I want you to know that out of the corner of my eye, I might see you with your mouth open as he's charging towards you. And he's a lot bigger than you. You know? And he, like, he got it. Because then you came storming. Like, you're ready to fucking, you got your shoulders back. You're like, you got a spring in your step. Like, yeah, I'm ready. I'll fucking double step this motherfucker. And he's just like, he kind of just moved behind me just a little bit. Sir, hi, sir. I'm behind her because she said she can control you. And I'm like, it's fine. And it's trees. It's just a tree. It's fine. It's fine. And I was like, I finally was like, would you go in the house? You're fine. It's fine. Just like the dog.
I knew that's where this night was leading. You are just like the dog. I'm training you both. Now the secret's out. Let's embrace it.
I've always said that's all a man needs is a good trainer.
How's my training going?
Really good. I'm very happy. You're definitely, like, you're pretty much off the leash. Like, you're, yeah, you've got this. You've got this. You know.
That's great. She has confidence in me.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, you get to a point in the relationship, ladies, where you're like, oh, look at how the work has paid off. It's amazing. It's like retirement.
Sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah. Get pampered. But like still just you're you, you know? Like you still have all your personality. You just, your hormones are a little better balanced. That's all it really is. Because you balance hormones with feelings, right? Mm. So you have to do that with feelings, you know? Anger, testosterone. Excitement, testosterone, different, you know, because then you get some other, you know, that's all chemicals. That's all we fucking are.
So even if there wasn't climate catalysm?
It's a little catalytic.
Yeah. Even if there wasn't climate catalysm, it's a fucked up way to live. Because we've been feeling like shit's fucked up since before we were talking about climate change.
when we were kids, we were like, I don't know if all this makes sense.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. So I remember the first time I was really confused about stuff. You probably know the year, and I think it was probably before you were born, but it was when there was a major financial crash. 80s, 90s, 80s?
87.
And it was like they were acting like on the radio and stuff. And even people, you know, that I knew, not people my age, but like people that were supposed to be like parental figures, were like, this is a big deal. But everybody was still at the mall, you know? So like, I was kind of like, I don't think people even know what the stock market is, but they just think it's really bad, you know? Cause I don't really know what the stock market is. That's a bunch of fucking rich people that play with fake money, I think. And somehow if they fuck up real bad, you lose your 401k. And that sucks. So it's like rich people gambling with your money. Am I right? I am. I'm really smart. So those kind of things. But I mean, I saw cracks in the system when I was a little kid because I'd be like, you know, Dunkin' Donuts is pretty sweet, right? But should there be so many? You know? There's a lot of Dunkin' Donuts. It seems like there should just be one. Yeah, that's the thing. And you can go to anybody and be like, yeah, well, you know, the world's ending. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, $3.72.
Yep.
You know? And I've been thinking about
Thanks
music.
For parking.
I've been thinking about music and like how important music is to me and to us. Music is like this thing, right? It's a weird thing. And it's not a human thing because fucking birds sing and shit and whales fucking sing and, you know, go fuck yourselves. All kinds of things fucking make noise and shit. We're not special is what I'm fucking saying. Calamity KC.
What?
Are you my manic pixie dream girl?
No, because I have not made your life easier.
Fuck.
I just gotta be honest with you. I'm not one of them bullshit show business people, man. Who makes believe everything is going okay. You know? Because everything is not going okay.
I know you are. Should we not do this?
No, I'm ready. But we need a topic.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
I thought you wanted to talk about how fucked up everything was.
I don't fucking know, man. What's fucked up? Everything. Okay, cool. End of show.